Welcome to Nutty's Show, your podcast on cooking, technology, and finance. Today we're diving headfirst into the fascinating world of home servers, specifically with the new M4 Mac Mini. Buckle up, folks, it's going to be a wild ride.
Ooh, a Mac Mini as a home server? I'm intrigued. Tell me more about this almost base model you've got.
Right? So it's the M4, but the SSD? Boosted it to 512 gigs. My old 256 Intel Mac Mini was bursting at the seams. Plus, this new one is tiny, like Apple TV tiny, perfect for shoving in a cabinet and forgetting about, almost. Got those handy front USB ports for occasional keyboard mouse action, though. Ethernet, Thunderbolt, HDMI, it's got it all.
HDMI, you say? How's that working out in a headless setup?
Ah, clever trick. I use an HDMI dongle that fools the Mac into thinking it's connected to a 4K display, perfect for screen sharing with a full-size window.
Smart move. So where's this mini living?
Tucked away in the entertainment center with my Unify Switch and Apple TV. My networking setup is a whole other story. Ubiquiti Dream Machine SE, another Switch, Synology NAS, APCs, the works. Got a whole playlist on building a smart home if anyone's interested.
Wow, you're serious about this. How do you access it if it's headless and hidden?
Screen sharing from my Mac Studio or laptop, mostly. It auto-logs into my account, and with no other physical access, it's pretty secure. Plus screens VNC for remote access when I'm not home. Speaking of access, let's talk software.
Oh, this is where it gets interesting. Lay it on me.
Hazel, this app is a lifesaver. Automates file management like a dream. Any video file that lands on the desktop gets whisked away to my Plex server on the Synology NAS.
I'm sensing a theme here. Automation is key.
Absolutely. And for remote access on the go, screens VNC. Control the mini from my phone, anywhere. So much better than leaving VNC running on my main Mac. And then there's Transloader.
Transloader, do tell.
It's magic, I tell you. Share any link from any app, and Transloader grabs it and does things. Let's just say it involves my Plex server and some other secret sauce. There's a sneaky link in the description, if you're curious. Wink, wink.
Very mysterious. What about photos? iCloud library on the mini.
Actually, I'm experimenting with moving the library to the Synology. iCloud syncing gets a bit finicky when you change library locations. Stay tuned for updates on that.
Will do. Any other uses for this powerhouse mini?
Oh, plenty. Managing my kids' iCloud accounts, family accounts on an Intel Mac were interesting, and turning it into a mini streaming rig for my son's Fortnite adventures.
Fortnite streaming, that sounds intense.
It is, but the M4 handles it like a champ. Using Riverside for streaming and recording, high quality, cloud storage, the whole shebang. Disclaimer, I work for Riverside, but I genuinely use it. Elgato capture card for video and audio, plus a USB mic option. He can even control the stream from his iPad via screens VNC. It's a whole setup.
Impressive. Homebridge? I hear that's popular for Mac Mini servers.
I've used it before. But honestly, it can be a bit flaky. I'm considering Home Assistant, but I'm open to suggestions. What are your listeners using? Let me know in the comments.
Great question. Folks, chime in. What are your favorite Homebridge Home Assistant uses? Is it worth the hassle?
Any other questions about Hazel, Transloader, or this whole crazy setup? Drop a comment. And hey, while you're at it, hit that subscribe button and check out my other videos on macOS Sequoia, my smart home tour. You won't be disappointed.
Sounds good. Thanks for the insightful deep dive into your Mac Mini server setup.
My pleasure. Thanks for listening, everyone. Catch you next time on Nutty's Show.
Goodbye.